Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
As you hear it ending, we have our own Starman on the show today. You are listening, everyone, to Bonnie Albers On Air, and I am your hostess with the mostest, and you know I bring it to the table. I'm Bonnie Albers. I have a fabulous guest today. He is a true star man. He does just about everything, so he has to be from the stars. You all know him. He's the UK psychic medium. We've had him on the show many times because I can't do without him. Please welcome, after I give who he is and what he is, then we will speak with Jerry Humphries. You all know him as the CEO of PsychicInsightMagazine.com. It's the biggest and best psychic magazine, metaphysical magazine, because it's not just psychic, holistic magazine out there on the waves. And I love it because I write for it. He's also a pet communicator and a pet psychic, a psychic medium from, oh my goodness, every universe around. He also does totems, animal totems. He loves his guides, which I know his spirit guides. Some are animals, some are Indians, and gosh only knows what Jerry's going to tell you else they are. He also is a Reiki master healer, which is important in this day and age. Finally, Reiki masters are getting well known in the medical community, and he's a hypnotherapist and a person-centered counselor. So please welcome to the house, Jerry Humphries. Hi, Jerry!
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, everybody. How are you?
I am just fine. I am so excited you're here. You know, the closer we get to holidays over in the U.S., the closer I get excited, and then we start traveling. And so I'm so happy we could have this show because I don't want to miss a moment of bringing you to my audience. And you know, next week, everyone, you'll be hearing pre-recorded shows. And thank you to Jerry for putting them on. But Jerry, how are you today? And can you tell everybody how to get a hold of you?
Thank you for asking. I'm really good. Thank you. It's lovely to be back on the show again. You can get a hold of me on all forms of social media, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, you name it, you'll find me. If you type in jerry.psychic, you'll find dot as in period. Then you'll find me. My website is senseofknowing.co.uk, or of course, as Bonnie said, there's the magazine, psychicinsightmagazine.com, and the next issue is due out in December. Yay!
Woo! Oh my gosh, Jerry, that's in 2 weeks.
It is. I've already started to, I've got some really lovely people who've already contributed their articles, and there's more on the way. So the magazine's already, the December issue's already in production. And so there's a lot of pages, a lot of really interesting things to read this time. Not that there isn't any other time, of course. There's going to be Ask
That's
Bonnie.
That's right.
Once Ask Yay! Bonnie has...
when Ask Bonnie gets her ask roll.
You said it.
In I gear, I actually. I know, that. Honey. It's been an interesting week. I know you know that I have a guest from London. She's one of my besties. She's listening right now. So I just want to say hello to Hillary. I'm not going to put her on yet until we actually start the show of the reading portion. But I have been running around all week. I'm not used to running around like this, but let me tell you, she's got me going. So I have London here. Or UK here and UK on the phone, and I just love it. I'm fully UK, and I just adore the people and the energy there. Jerry, today, well, go ahead, because I interrupted you. How do you do this for a living, and especially with the holidays coming up, how would you get a hold of you, and what kind of readings do you offer everybody that is listening?
What readings can be... as open, insightful as the person who is asking. I always like to have a question possibly I can tune into. Some people, though, just would like to know or see what choices or options may be in front of them. This is where a general reading sometimes can be a little bit open. And what people need to understand is that if you ask any psychic for just a general reading, it's what it says, general, in quotes.
Yes.
It's always better, perhaps, if you have something that you would like us to focus on in particular. General readings are no problem. I'm always happy to look at the months ahead. I tend to be guided no more than maybe a year ahead. Sometimes, it depends on what I'm told, it can be a little bit further, as in maybe 18 months, 2 years, but it depends on what I'm asked, Bonnie. It can be a mediumship reading, it can be a pet psychic reading, Here in the UK, our laws are different, though. So when I'm reading for somebody in the UK, there are certain subjects I'm not allowed to read on because of the legislation that's over here. But outside of the UK, it's really anything goes.
I love that, Jerry, because with our show, anything goes.
It does, you know, and even when I'm doing private readings here, there are still certain topics that I don't feel it's appropriate to go into. Somebody contacted me today, actually, and they have a member of their family who's extremely poorly. And I was more or less being asked, and I could read in between the lines, how long did I feel that this person had still on this earth? And of course, I wasn't going to answer that because that's not my place. So there had to be a very compassionate but tactful answer going back, because that's up to the person concerned, as in what's in their soul contract. Only they actually do know how long they are on this earth plane for. But obviously most people won't know what their lifespan is because they're not connected, or they have never perhaps looked at their soul contract, or as Susan Z would say, their Akashic record.
That's right. Well, you know what's really interesting about that? And I'm so glad you brought that up, Jerry. But there are ways to tell. I don't read it either. Even though I might feel it, and I know you do too, it isn't our place, or it isn't my place. I shouldn't answer for everybody. Yeah. But I'll tell you who do know, and really it is so uncanny, are your astrologists. I've had an astrologist Jerry, I don't know if you knew this, but the really nice gentleman I had on the air, he did so fabulous. The astrologist, not Ron Cole, but the one that I had in between, he passed away. He wasn't that old. And he had known it. He knew exactly when. He got up. He looked at his astrological chart. He said, this is the day I'm going to pass. And it was one of Eileen's friends, and darn if he didn't. So it isn't, you know, if you go to an astrologist, a lot of them won't tell you either, but there is a way to look at your lifespan. It's just not something psychics and mediums do. That we might feel it, but I believe in hope, and I don't believe in giving anybody, even as a nurse and my husband as a surgeon, even if we know on the 3D plane versus the metaphysical plane, when you are going to have the most likely availability to cross over, that's not for us to say. So I agree with you. I just don't like it. I feel it, but I just don't like it. So that's not something I'm going to answer today if anybody calls and asks. But go ahead.
No, I quite agree. It's one of those areas that it has to be handled very delicately. But I tell you, if it was me, I'm not sure I'd want to know. I think I've got enough challenges as it is in life at the moment. I don't think I want to know when that one was going to come up. I would just I'll have a little epitaph on my headstone which just says, "See, told you I was ill," and I'll leave it at that.
You know what? I don't know. I'm so curious, but you always wonder, if you did know, what would you do? So I would want to know, but then I wouldn't want to know that far ahead, maybe a day or two so I could say goodbye, but that was about it. And actually, people really do have feelings, I believe. I know there are signs and symptoms from the spirit world that you are going to, you know, to not be here in the next, you know, very soon. And if you talk to people who are near death, they tell you that. You can almost see it in the mirror, I feel. And I know I used to be able to smell, you know, when death was around, and that was, I don't know if it was taken from me, but I'm not in the hospital anymore, and I'm not in the big medical places, but I could smell what kind of, you know, what you had and what you were going to pass from and how soon. So I know that was a gift that I was given, and I didn't mind it, but it actually helped me in some of the ways that I helped clients and patients. So, but it's really interesting. I mean, life and death is but a single thread away from each other. And that is what is so intriguing, don't you think?
Absolutely. It is sometimes very difficult for people to get hold of the thread that it is the continuation of a journey. It's just that we're stepping onto a different path. It's not an end. Now, as most people would, if you ask them, would say, "Well, no, it's an end. You know, I'm here. I can see. I can touch things. I can feel things. I experience things. I do things." And then there's no more. But we don't know. You see, this is where the work that we do, although it cannot be scientifically proven that we do what we do, there are those who have had NDEs, near-death experiences, who have come back, who actually can give us that little bit more insight. And I find those sorts of connections fascinating. I don't know whether you've ever spoken to anybody who's had a near-death experience. It's amazing what they have, what they've seen, and what they've experienced.
Oh my gosh!
To me, it's just the validation that there has to be something. As you said, there are two threads, and they are joined, and we just continue on that next thread. And if you believe in reincarnation or past lives or future lives, then there is obviously an opportunity to come back and go through it all over again. I tell you what, I'm not coming back as me in the next life, though. I've had enough of this one. I want to come back as something easier.
Well, you know what I always say? I want to come back as Lady Gaga. I always want to come back as Lady Gaga. I want her new nose, though. I don't want to come back as her old nose, but I want to come back, and I want to come back, well, that mega wealthy with the voice that just could kill, or live. I want to come back with anything I want and have. Although I feel in this life, if you look around, it's not always about money, and people who have love and people who have support, people who have friends and really, really love and enrich their life with that, it doesn't really matter if they have Mega Millions. Now, for me, I like the Mega Millions, but there are plenty of people who would tell you that money can't buy everything, can't buy love, and it can't buy friends. So I don't know, Jer. I'm really, it's between Lady Gaga, Madonna, and Cher.
Okay. Interesting combination. Somebody's just mentioned in chat, could I be a fairy in my last life? That's an elemental energy. Well, there's nothing to say that we can't have been transformed into something completely different. Why should we have to be, if you like, a flesh and blood existence? You know, we don't have to be. We could have been an elemental, I suppose. Why not?
Oh, I agree.
It depends on what you choose to come, what you choose to have been, or why would you have been an elemental in a past life? I find that quite intriguing, really.
Absolutely. Whoever is writing in chat, I can't see it, and Jerry can. What an intriguing question. You know, there are people who come down here with earth angel energy. And I know if you've got that angelic feel about you, and there's plenty of them I could pick up, I know you can come back as a fairy. Now, I would like to come back as a fairy and fly, but I love fairies. Fairies have a very light, fun, although not Tinkerbell. She was a little nasty, but I love fairies. So I don't know why you couldn't come back as a fairy. And I do feel that people do come back with elemental energy. So that's a good question. What, you know, before we actually get to the phone lines, Jer, I do want to chat a little bit about meditation. Maybe briefly, because people ask me all the time, like, oh, you should meditate. Oh, you got to meditate. Oh, I can't meditate, which is one of me. I can't. That's why I'm kind of saying it that way. I'm not a meditator unless it's guided. And I know you have something very quick that we can do to get you everybody in the right frame of mind for our next part of our show. But can you tell everybody, Jerry, about meditation, why we should do it, and how we shouldn't put the emphasis on the amount of time, but rather the quality?
It's a unique thing. It depends on how you feel, what you feel comfortable with doing. Now, me, for example, I call it stepping out. So when I'm working during the day and I'm doing phone readings, in between calls, I'm constantly stepping out or having that quiet moment. Like it just enables me to connect with my guides more, to just and to have that little bit of stillness. So, and it helps me to process things. Now, as a human being, we store up a lot of stuff in a day, let alone in a lifetime, but in a day, you can store up a huge amount of stuff. So what I do in that meditation, or the stepping out time for me, is I can process that. I can let the things go, it's a time for perhaps me to ask my own questions and hopefully get some insights as to perhaps a particular part of the journey that I'm on, or something that I need to deal with. So it's also a way of spirit being able just to have that, get a word in sideways.
I'm quiet. With me, that's tough.
A lot of the times, you know, meditation, that could also happen in your dream time. Because in your dream time, obviously, your consciousness has slowed down and you go sleepy. Your subconscious is more open. So that can be almost like a meditative state. But it doesn't, to me, it doesn't have to be sitting cross-legged on the floor, listening to transcendental music, and just focusing and flying off in the cloud somewhere. I'm sorry, but that's not me. Some people like to do that. However, you don't have to spend time. As I said, for me, sometimes it's maybe 3, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Sometimes it's a little less. Sometimes it might be longer. If I feel that I need to be able to focus a little bit more, then I will set aside a time of my stepping out. But otherwise, sometimes it can happen in a moment, and then the insights will come through in that moment. So it's all down to individuality, Bonnie.
Well, you know what? I only step out for about 1 second. And if it's more than a second, I don't know if they're going to find the time to download into me, because I channel consciously. But I know you had a little bit that you wanted to bring to everyone before we actually go to the phone lines. I have such a crazy, wonderful show today. I'm picking up somebody first, 407, and this is going to be a doozy. So if you just hold on and wait, we are going to listen to what Jerry has to bring us about meditation, because I think it's important that people know how to meditate if they want to do something very quickly. So Jerry, you're on.
Right. Now, this, I'm going to talk everybody through it's short, it's very simple. It's a meditation technique. I use it in Reiki. It's a very simple process, and it will help you just to perhaps bring yourself into the moment. It's very important, I believe, when you're having a reading with any psychic, that you're in the right space. In other words, perhaps you're not driving a car down to the store, or you haven't got the kids home from school and they're creating chaos in the background. But this also helps you just to process yourself and the things that you've absorbed during the day. So what I'd like everybody to do is just to make sure you're sitting nice and comfortably and quietly. And as you're listening to my voice, I'd like you to close your eyes and just concentrate and focus on your breathing. But you need to breathe in and out through your nose, but very slowly. So take a breath in through your nose, just inhale and just feel your lungs filling with air, and then breathe out through your nose, and then breathe in through your nose, and breathe out through your nose. Now on this next breath in, I'd like you to visualize that your lungs are filling with white light. So as you breathe in, you're breathing in the air, but your lungs are filling not just with air, but with white light. And as you breathe out, that white light will start to circulate and it will start to fill you with a feeling of calm and peacefulness. And as you breathe in again, imagine that white light going into your lungs and just starting to fill you and to bring you down, to settle you down. And then what I'd like you to do is to take yourself back to a time in your life. It could be a particular time, a particular place. You might be with a particular person. It's the time, though, when you felt your most happy, the time you perhaps felt most secure, or the place that you felt most happy or feel most happy, or the place that just brings you that feeling of security. And as you're sitting in this lovely white light with this memory starting to filter back in, Focus also on the question you might want to ask when you come through on the phone line, but also see if anything else comes to you whilst you're waiting in the queue to be picked up by Bonnie. Now, look, that's very short. It's very simple. And you can practice that more. If you do it last thing of a day, just before you go to sleep, it helps to clear and cleanse a lot of the stuff you have picked up during the day. So try it, see how you get on. But I'd be interested to see what sort of answers the callers give you, Bonnie, when you bring them in.
I love that, Jerry. I do want to mention, I know this doesn't have anything to do with our show, but there is a show I'm going to see at 10 o'clock tonight. It's a UK product. It's the new Harry Potter thing that's coming out, and I'm going to see it in 3D at 10 o'clock. I didn't focus on that, but that brings me happy spaces because I do love Harry Potter, and I feel that Harry Potter actually exists somewhere, sometime, in a different dimension. So 407, you are on with Jerry. But before we get to your question, we want to know, what place did that take you? Hi, 407. Who are we speaking to?
Hi. Hi, Bonnie. How are you? It's Hillary from London. Absolutely thrilled to you. I'm absolutely thrilled that you've got Jerry on your phone. So like listening to the Starman, love listening to you. And so I'm very, very happy about being on air today.
I love it. Go ahead.
So no. So my thoughts that were coming to me was about my cat, about my partner, and it was nice to just be able to sit down. I'm somebody that is so active, but to actually sit down and to be able to breathe in and actually get that bit of meditation was really, really helpful. So
that's fabulous, Hills. Well, I've got to tell you before we actually get to Jerry, I want everybody to know that Hillary is one of my besties. She's from the UK herself, and she's here visiting me for a week. The cool news about Jerry and Hillary is this. Hillary has never had a reading, nor has she listened to the show. So this is so amazing that I get to bring Hillary to the Starman today, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say. The show is yours.
So I'm also absolutely enthralled and psyched out to hear what Jerry's got to say to me, because as I say, I'm inexperienced in this, so to actually be able to have someone to be able to pick up something about me would be a very special thing to have. So,
Jerry, you're on.
Hi, Hillary. Just to let everybody know that we spoke very briefly before the show because I wanted to ask what your date of birth was, and I thought I'm not going to embarrass you on air and ask what your date of birth is live to all the thousands.
I'm a very lovely, gorgeous looking, just under 60-year-old, so it doesn't matter.
I picked up on your energy. I mean, it shouts. I mean, it's like standing on top of Big Ben in London and just broadcasting it, because you have a loud energy. It's really intriguing to me though, because you're at the moment in an environment where the pace of life is completely different. It's completely opposite to from what you're used to, and it's like your mind never switches off. It has to have something to focus on. It's like you can't do without having thoughts. I don't know whether you don't allow yourself to switch off, but there's this constant busyness with you.
I enjoy being like a 24/7, so
But there's now, this is probably going to sound a little bit off the wall, but I just wonder what it is you're trying to ignore or escape from.
Because I always wondered that too.
Yeah.
The energy I picked up with you is, if I sit still too long, either I'm going to have a memory I don't want, or I'm going to just find it too difficult. I don't know what this was, but I just felt that's why you had constantly engaged with something, or because I know that you enjoy going to the theatre, but
and it's not
just that environment. It's like you should be on the stage rather than in the audience, and it's like you're watching your life being played out on a stage rather than facing something in reality. And to me, there's something missing, Hillary. That's initially what I picked up with you.
Yeah, no, I don't see myself, if I'm watching, obviously there's such a different genres of things that I'm watching on stage. But I do seriously just love going out. I've done that ever since I was a child. It's not just something that I've done later on in life. And when I was actually living in America for a number of years, I was going stir crazy, because for me, there was so much culture and so much life going on in London that I found it difficult just bridging. Yeah. So I never felt that I was.
She's putting that nicely.
I just actually enjoy the physical thing of going out. I have, and I've got a great home environment. I've got a couple of people that live at home with me. They're like lodgers. One of them is actually my best friend, and one of them was an au pair girl, and they've been with me for my au pair girl's been with me, although she's worked full time. She's been with me for 18 years now, and Michael, my best mate, years ago. So it's not as though my cat that is at home as well. So it's not as though I haven't got people at home to amuse or to talk to or be with. I just really do love going out.
Okay.
It's just one of my things. But so I don't know if I've ever felt that it is escapism. It's just something that I've always done.
Let me just stop you there a moment, because it's not something you've always done. It is something that you've done as an adult, but you've not. I want to take you back, and this is where really a regression of this earth life, I feel, would be beneficial for you. Because looking at your date of birth and the way that I work, I would take you back to either just before you were born, and then the ages 2 till 4 and 4 till 5. There is something in there which I feel, and possibly even in a past life, because I'm getting in a past life with you, I'm getting the feeling of imprisonment. I'm actually seeing shackles around your wrists and ankles, so you weren't able to go out. It's not a question at the moment of there's nothing wrong with going out, and when you actually are then when you're in an environment where the pace of life is completely different, what your guides are trying to get you to do is somewhere they want to slow you down. It's like you need sometimes to get off the treadmill. It's somewhere along the line your conscious also needs to process and release a lot of, and there's something here, there is an emotional upset somewhere, I'm convinced, that has not been released and healed properly, and I will stake my reputation on that.
Okay. And Jerry has a big one. But you know what? She wants to ask Jerry. She does want to ask you about her love life. So go ahead, Hillary, because I know that was a question you wanted to bring up.
Yeah, if you don't mind, Jerry. I've been with this partner for 3 years, and we share so much on the outside of, his love for the arts, love for theatre. And in fact, he's turning into a second me by also now going out to the theatre almost as much as me. But I must tell you, he has to be the most impassionate human being on earth. Right. And I do enjoy his company, and I do enjoy, but I feel that I want more. I'm quite a monogamous person when I'm with a person. and I don't want...
What's his name, Hilary?
His name is Kareem.
Do you know K-A-R-I-M. Do you know Kareem's date of birth?
The 3rd of February, so 3rd of February, 61.
Right, I don't need to say anymore. There is a very strong connection with the two of you on that spiritual and human level. As you say, the emotional bit has not had a chance yet to be opened up and developed. And I get the feeling there is a block coming from both of you. Yours is a subconscious block. I go back to what I said, which is there is something, there's an anger. I've got a real anger up here. I don't know whether it's with you and a past partner or whether it's with Kareem and a past partner. There's a huge amount of anger coming through.
Well, he's had with his ex-wife, so that could be, he was never particularly enamoured.
Don't say anything. He has not resolved that anger, and what it's doing, it's stopping him from allowing his real feelings to come to the surface. There's almost a fear with him that if he gives out love, it's going to be snatched away, or it's going to be mistreated, or he's going to get left behind again. I get this really strong self-defense mechanism with Kareem, and to be honest, at the moment, it's a little bit like having to chisel away at a piece of rock to produce the statue. You're going to need to do it very, very gently, because one wrong blow with the hammer and that rock will shatter into nothing. So you've got
right.
It's going to take time. I believe that you feel that he's the closest person to you that you've met in quite some time. I also feel that it is worth the persistence.
Right.
But you're looking at least another 3-year cycle before I feel that he's in a really emotionally grounded space.
Right. Okay. Thank you. And if I can just ask one more thing, I know there's other people. Which is relating, because I understand that you know, one of your things is with animals. And my pussycat came to me, gracious, about 13 years ago, or 12 and a half years ago. She just showed up to the vet reference
Schmillery.
Between two and, Schmillery von Puss is the name of my cat. Hillary and Schmillery von Puss. And she came about 2.5 years, the vet reckoned she was between 2 and 3 when she showed up. And I just wondered where she came from. The vet we took, we stuck adverts up, we tried everything. Nobody in the neighborhood or anything. She wasn't like a neighborhood cat that anybody knew. And just to know a little bit more as to where,
right.
Where her personality and where she came from.
Okay, well, that is something that I would actually really need. I'd need to have a photograph front of me so that
okay.
I can try to do a communication
okay.
with the cat. If you want to sort that out at some point and send an
I will
email
do.
To
I would
me,
love to. I would I'm love to. I would
my,
love to.
My initial feeling, the words that I heard was spirit cat. So it may not be that she actually came from one particular geographical place. But send me a photo and I'll do a communication and see what I get with that.
That would be fantastic. Thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And Bonnie, your guest is wonderful. And you're wonderful.
Thank you. I love hearing all those accolades, Hillary. Absolutely. And I hope I have made you a fan and a complete listener when you go back.
Absolutely. So
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is always an honor and a pleasure to have you here. I haven't seen Hillary, for all of you out there. Hillary, she begged me to come to Europe or UK or whatever she calls it. And I couldn't get on the plane for many, many years after 9/11. And then all of a sudden I had to start flying because of my daughter, and I didn't have any excuse. But I really, the 9.5 hour flight was really bothering me, but that was subconscious too. And so Hillary one day woke up and said, you know what? 8 years has gone by, Bonnie, and we are never going to see each other. And I'm coming. And she made these reservations a long time ago, and now she's here. I do want to say on air, so everybody can hold me to it, I will be going to Europe in, or to the UK. I don't know why I keep saying Europe, but the UK in September, God willing, and I can't wait
I'm
to traipse around. I can't wait to be in the theater every night of my life, and then have everyone from the UK that I know meet for a tea party. So, Hillary, I love you, and thank you, and I will see you soon.
I love you, and thank you so much. Mwah.
Bye, honey.
Bye. Mwah.
All right. Okay, so are you going to hold me to that, Jerry? I hope.
What, coming to the UK in September?
Yeah. Do you think I'm going to? Hillary's listening. No, maybe she hung up. Do you think I'm going to? Or feel I'm going to? You can tell everybody online.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at the middle 2 weeks of the month. Of September, so there is something, but I know you might be here for longer than that, but there's something quite special about the middle 2 weeks of September for you. So yeah, I can see you being in the UK.
Wow, for everyone, all my friends, and I've got many of them over there. I can't wait to see everybody. And now we are going to pick up 860. You are on with the Star Man. Hi.
Hi,
who am I speaking with?
This is Amla.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. My mic is not great today. Who is it?
It's Amla.
Amla, how are you?
Good.
Here's the Star Man. We're fabulous.
Yes.
So, Jerry, what do we want to ask her about? I know you were on for meditation. So can you tell Jerry and I, what did you see or what did you feel when Jerry was going through that guided meditation? And how do you feel about meditation?
Well, I definitely resonate with that. I just feel expansion and openness, of course, in my heart. And I felt colors through me.
I love that.
Cool. Yeah.
That is super cool. Super cool. Yeah. All right. I'm handing you to the other super cool guy on this other side of me or the world. And that's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Amla. Which colors did you see? What did you feel?
I saw pink, gold, silver, and I think red. Yes.
All right, excellent. All right, I'm sure you know what they mean to you. But did you have a question you wanted me to tune into?
Yes, I do.
I have a feeling the colors are going to come into the answer.
I am just really, my birthday is coming up, and I was wondering if you see me finding love. The real deal.
Ooh. The real deal.
Ooh, wait.
When's your birthday, Emma?
It's 12/16/73.
Wow. I might, you know what? You're going to need to call closer to your birthday, because when anybody mentions their birthday, I've got to sing. But we're a little far out for that. Although, I don't know. I'm starting to get the stirring of having to sing, Jerry.
No. Let's move on. Let's move swiftly on, shall we?
Okay, I'm glad you're going to have to call back.
So well. Right. The real deal. Okay. The real deal. 2017 is your real deal. 2017 starts off with a really nice positive shift within your own awareness of I'm not kissing any more frogs, I've had enough of that. I'm only going to kiss the real prince when he steps through my door. And I feel that there is still a little bit of residue from past that still needs to be cleared. Your grounding, you're not always the most grounded of people, although the colours that you saw, particularly the gold colour, which is that very strong spiritual connection. So you do have this real empathy with you.
Yeah.
And the pink, that's the love colour. That's like a rose quartz crystal. That helps to keep you calm, but it also can help with your attraction energy, if you like, your aura transmits these invisible signals to the world and to the universe. The one that, as I said, was about your grounding is the red. That's your root chakra. And I just felt as you were saying it, that maybe spirit was just saying, okay, we've got between now and the end of the year, a little bit of meditation or healing work to be done with particularly that red color in mind. That sets you up, that ends your year on a really strong note. And in fact, your 2016 year has been about transformation and change. So it feels as if you've made some significant inroads into who you are or what you want. Looking at your aura, there is a little bit of, I call it a bit of a dent, a little bit of a hole in the left side, which is about past. It's a little bit tight. So you have had, I know it sounds a bit obvious, but the emotional upset that you had in the past really knocked your confidence.
Yes, you're right on, Jerry. It's interesting because my left shoulder, my rotator cuff, has been slowly decreasing with the pain, but yeah, I feel it. And I do the yoga like 5-6 times a week, and so that helps, but yes, it is my left side.
Okay, so that left shoulder is about you feeling that you took on far too much responsibility in the past, or you were made to take on too much responsibility in the past. So maybe somebody around you just couldn't be bothered to take on their share. But this is now, as I said, between now and the end of the year, this is where the balance is restored. Focus on the red, particularly. And then, as I said, into the new year. Now, this is, as I said, this is where the eagle, this is your power animal, not just for the start of 2017, but emotionally, it's a big year for you. January and February, in fact, are two very strong months. I feel that you get out into the world more, and because your energy is a lot more centered and grounded, you're giving off again the right signals, that the attractions that you will and the people that will connect with you. Yeah, there might be a little bit of sifting out to do. I get a strong connection with water and air coming through. Now, I don't work with the Western astrology, but there's water and air around somebody who steps into your life, possibly either mid to end of January, maybe delayed slightly to early February. And I don't know why there's a connection with them and the weather. Now, that might sound a bit odd. I don't know whether they work as a meteorological form or whether they, I don't know, it's something about the weather and or the climate and the weather. They might also have lived near somewhere that's a little bit mountainous or rocky, because I'm seeing a mountain, but it's got snow on it. So they might have lived somewhere like that in the past. This person comes through those as somebody who immediately you get that bubble of expectancy in your solar plexus. That is not necessarily the signal of a past life connection, but I'd like to know when you've met them, what their date of birth is, because then we can look at both your time streams. But you do get that little feeling of, why do I feel I've met you before? And that is an instant click for you. And that's your little signal to go, that's the person. Now, you have, throughout 2017, as I said, it's a big emotional year. You have more than one celebration ahead of you with a partner, in quotes. So if there are any real big celebrations, like a wedding, for example, or some sort of maybe some sort of symbolic exchange between you and the partner, I'd like to know, because I want an invite.
Of course.
That's a real deal. I love that.
And it will be the real deal.
I just want to reiterate, just making sure. So you see me meeting this person between January and February, yeah. And he's a water or an air sign?
Well, I get a mixture of both coming through, Amla. So there is this combination of water and air around this person. Okay. And that's when my guides took me onto this something really odd about them having this connection with the weather or the climate. So there's something about water. It'll make sense to you when you meet them.
Okay, and also, Jerry, this one, solar plexus, what did you say?
Yeah, I can't hear her. Amla, you're starting to go in and out, honey.
Hold on one second. Hello? Okay. Is it better?
Yeah, that's better. That's a bit better.
Is it better?
Yes.
That's a bit better, yes. Go on.
Okay. Okay, so you were saying something about the signal of when I meet him, I'm going to think it's a past life connection. Is that what you said?
No. What I said was that the signal that you get, that little bubbly butterfly feeling in your solar plexus.
Okay.
It's that little signal that we often get when we meet people. It is not necessarily a signal of having known this person in a past life. But you will feel as if you've met them before. As I said, what I would need is then their date of birth so I could look at their time stream to see if there was a past life connection. But you'll know it when it comes to you, don't you worry?
That's awesome.
You got a great reading, girlfriend. You've got like amazing 2017 year. So let us know how it goes. And that's pretty early in the year. So make sure you call us back.
I promise you that. Oh my God, Bonnie, I love your enthusiasm. I really do. I love your energy. You're amazing.
Thank you. You know what? That means the world for me. Blessings. That means the world to me. I know we all do this because we want to help. But, you know, I'm just a ham, turkey, or a chicken, whichever you want to choose. And I love when you love me. So thank you.
Absolutely. And many blessings and happy, happy holidays to you both. I will call you in January, February. Definitely.
Keep in touch. You can call us before that, but just let us know and then what happens. Okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye. Oh my gosh. I love our callers, listeners, and chatters. I don't know what to say, Jerry, because it jazzes me up just as much as I hope that we help and jazz other people up. So 505, you're on with the Star Man. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Jolina from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hello, Jolina.
Hi, Jolina.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Go ahead, Jerry.
This is the lady that likes things in boxes. You're a very precise person, Jolina. Yes, would you agree with that?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I thought you were good. Okay, carry on.
At least we have the right person. All right, so Jolina, you heard our meditation, and Jerry brought everyone for just a minute or so into a great state. What do you think about it? What do you think about meditation? Do you do it? And if you were participating, which I hope you were, what did you see when he was asking you to visualize where your safe place was or who you were with?
I did participate, but I didn't feel anything. But I do meditation from time to time.
Okay, what were you thinking about when you were meditating? Were you thinking about feeling peaceful, or what were you doing when you were listening to the meditation?
I feel calm and peaceful, yeah. And, you know, in fact, you know, I don't usually get a day off, and I'm here at home by myself. So I feel, you know, relaxed and, you know, and at peace.
Oh, I love that. All right. You get the star man. Go for it, Jar.
I did the breathing, you know.
What would you like me to focus on?
Well, I guess about my children, you know, my situation with my children and, you know, with their health and myself as well. And probably I'll ask you a question, you know, towards the end.
Well, that was a question.
That's a big
question. That was many questions. Yeah. Let's take, because we have a lot of people on. Just, I hate to do this.
The question I have is we did come back for my son's social security hearing, you know, disability. You know, I have a child that, you know, has a chronic disease. So the judge says this morning, you know, we're going to hear from him within 2 months. Is it, you know, I wanted to ask you, what do you feel about that? Is it something to look forward, you know, and be positive about it, you know, and something nice that will come for us? As it's really difficult, you know, with my situation, having being a single parent.
Firstly, it's, as you said, it's one of those rare times when you have the space to be able just to switch off and be you. So having a day away from work, being in your own space, and perhaps having the peace and quiet. Although you're in a way, you're a little bit like the first guest on the show, which is sometimes that becomes too, the silence becomes deafening, and you need to have something to do. As far as the particular process is concerned, what I heard from my guide was, there's still going to have to be more negotiation. It is not a done deal yet. 2 months takes us into, around the beginning of the new year. I'm looking at around the 9th, 10th of January. I feel that it's not bad news. It may not be the news, though, that you're wanting. There's something, and people who know me know that I absolutely hate the word compromise, because it means settling for second best. But I feel that the word I want to put in its place is, there's going to be balance for you. The result, as I said, may not be a massive, massive celebration, but it's one where you're going to feel that justice, or the scales of justice, have been balanced. And that's as much as they were giving me on that, because at the moment it seems to be almost be like the word of one person against the word of another, and there is something not right there. But it will be resolved. Balance is what they're showing me.
Let's see. So did you say something around January?
I was being drawn and shown the dates of around the 9th or 10th of January. That's when either there is another meeting coming up, or there's another discussion that needs to happen around that time. Ah, okay, thank you. And now I feel that's what it will be. And then the final end, I feel, is right at either the end of that month or just into the first few days of February. If you're expecting or wanting money coming in, there's money coming in, but it may not be the deluge that perhaps you were hoping for.
Yeah, because this has been going on for 18 months now. So it took a year before we got denied the first time. So now we end up going in front of the judge. So it's the judge now going to decide
you know, the office denied us, so the judge is now it's in the hand of the judge to decide.
The thing with the first denial or the first refusal was actually, I feel, somebody not looking at information properly. Something was missed or overlooked. Unfortunately, at that time, the wrong person dealing with the wrong information or the wrong level of information. That's why I feel to say the balance will be restored, because the judge will look a little bit deeper. I feel that there is another person, like another professional. The word I was given was expert coming in, who's just going to review this. As I said, there will be a success at the end of this for you, Jolina, but it may not quite be the amount of success. But the important thing is it's success, and it's the one thing that the universe does not like is injustice. So that's why they very much show me, say, the scales being balanced for you. You'll be smiling. You will be smiling.
Good.
I love that.
Good.
Yes. Yeah. I love that.
We need it. You know, my son deserves it. Yeah. It's really, it's a sad disease, you know, for a child to endure that kind of disease, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, we don't know what you're talking about, but I can feel a little bit of it. But, you know, again, what Jerry said is so, I love what he said. The scales are always balanced.
He's a type 1. He's a type 1 diabetic.
Yeah.
This child is blessed to be alive.
Absolutely. How old is he?
He's 14.
Okay. And okay, because I'm a nurse, so that, you know, I go right to head mode.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I go right into right now.
Okay. So is he seeing someone?
Yes, I got him back into counseling because he came to the point that he said he don't want to leave anymore. He says he wants to die.
He
tired
needs
of the diabetes. It's only been 2 years.
Can I ask a question? Is it a female or a male? Is it a female?
It's a male. It's a
counselor?
Male.
Okay, because I feel there might be a female
counselor
coming.
Is a male.
I'm sorry?
Our counselor right now is a male right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel there might be a female counselor coming. And I believe that... Yeah, I believe that there's going to be more help coming his way. So don't, you know, I know you'll never give up on your son, and he's in the middle of some really bad hormonal issues, you know, from especially a boy from about 10 to about 16, 17, 18. They're still dealing with hormones. So he's in the beginning and the throes of hormones as well as the diabetes. So he does need counseling. You will have a light under the tunnel. He will not feel this way always. It's a really big combo. And once you get everything straight and because I feel like the insulin or anything that you are giving still needs to be figured out. But once that is figured out, he's going to feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I just say, Jolina, if you would like to email me, and it's psychic@senseofknowing.co.uk. There's something I'd like to share with you, which I'm not prepared to share live on air, but it will help your
Yes, because I can't hear it. No,
yeah. So if you could, if you send me an email, which I will respond to as soon as I hear from you. There is something I can share, as I said, and I'm absolutely sure that it would help your son to understand a little bit about what's going on.
Okay.
Will do. Yes. I'll definitely do that. Yes. Uh-huh. Truly.
All right. Well,
Welcome.
A good day. And our thoughts will always be with everyone. So believe me and everyone around, like I said, prayer works. So we are sending love, blessings, and light to you and your son. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
It's tough, Jerry, because once I hear the medical part, it's really weird. My brain goes right to 3D. So I'm glad I have you, the metaphysical. That's crazy. Now, I do mix, so you know when I hear that, because I so heard that a female was coming in, and that it's a real hormonal issue right now. So 310. Oh, good, good. Oh, I'm so happy. 310, you are on with the Star Man. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
310?
Yeah, hello.
Hi. I am fabulous. Yes. Yes. Who are we speaking with? Yes.
My name is Janet.
Hi, Janet. Hi, Janet. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. My daughter and I are both on this spiritual path. She's very young. And I'm feeling a little self-doubt, restriction, lost as to where that's going and where it should go. Is that too vague?
No, absolutely not.
Well, what I do want to ask Jerry before she starts, because I don't know why I'm being hit with this, is I need to help us understand when you did the meditation, or you didn't, what you felt. Because I feel like you were on, but I'm not sure if you did it. Did you do the meditation? And I don't know why they're asking me to ask. I'm not a school teacher, and I'm not going to yell at you, but that's what I'm hearing. Did you do the meditation?
I did, and I meditate often. But you asked, I think it was to go to where you were happiest or something like that.
Yes.
And I've been restricted for a very long time. And I've recently walked away from that marriage and I'm going through a divorce. So it's like, God, when was the last time? I would have to say it's probably more now, here and now, than past.
Okay. So when you saw, that's what they just threw that at me, and I don't know why. So maybe they wanted you to know, Jer, maybe they wanted her to know that happiness is really a state of mind, and I don't know why they're saying that to me, but I'm going to hand you over to Starman, because I have to go for about 1 minute, and then I will be back. Everyone knows that sometimes I have to, you know what, on TT on the air, and I have to go. So, Jerry, you are going to take over till I get back. Go. TMI, I know, TMI, but it's TMI, live. What can TMI. I say?
Just go. Okay. Just go. Jane, as we're speaking now, I'm going to ask you just to very quickly repeat the process, and just allow your thoughts to drift back to before the marriage, either to a time, a situation, an anniversary, or a place. What's the first thing that comes to your thoughts?
Definitely young childhood.
Anything particular?
Feeling carefree. Just that carefree, young, childish.
And as you said, no restrictions. You weren't free, as in what you had been through as an adult. As you said, you've now come up, you went into a time in your life where you had the restrictions.
And
that inner child was never allowed to come out. Whereas now you're in a place of getting that inner child back. So therefore you can re-experience, as it were, what it's like to have that emotional freedom. And
I'm back.
What it's going to allow you to do, Janet, is, if you like, to rewrite the book. So this is then where we cross into, where does your spiritual side start to take you? More important, or not just more importantly, as importantly, where is your daughter going to be going? Well, you are a healer. Why did I say it like that? Because you need to hear it. Yes, you are a healer. Yes?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I want to do energy healing. Right. I've been drawn to energy healing, but I've never been able to do that.
Okay. There are four steps because they gave me four words. You are a healer. Four steps, 1, 2, 3, 4. At the moment, you're standing on step one, waiting to go to step two.
Yeah.
So it's about the you. So at this moment, it's about completing the path of the human stuff that's got to be dealt with. That's the divorce. Putting full stops, closing doors, whatever, however you want to see it or visualize it, where that past now no longer affects your present. That gets the you back. Then once that step is done, then you go on to the second step, which is R. And now that is in the present. So you then will start to focus more, your own guides will step in more, and they will be teaching you how to be in the present. Because when you're working with your healing energies, you will need to be present, because all the clients that are going to come to you will be time tripping like crazy. They won't know whether they're standing on their head or their elbow. And it's for you to start to bring them back down and grounded. By the way, your work is not just with clients in front of you. You're doing distant work as well. You're sending your healing energies out all over the place. Step three, that's interesting. What is the letter A? Well, it's the first letter of the alphabet. So the letter A on the third path, third stone of yours, represents several offshoots that are coming in this case. How many letters are there in the alphabet? 26, is it? 27? I can't remember. So there are offshoots coming in. So on the third step, they're then going to give you a book. It's like a dictionary, but it's your own personal dictionary. And it covers the A to Z of healing. Thank you. I knew they'd get me there in the end. So that's your third step. And then the fourth step is healer. It's the
healer.
Completion.
Healer.
It's the completion. So on the fourth step, and who knows when that might be, you are a healer. End of. That's where you're going. So it all makes sense.
It does make sense. It really does.
How old's your daughter?
She's young. About to turn 14. Right. She's always been very gifted. Okay. She has a lot of disabilities, but she's intuitively, spiritually, she sees, she hears, she feels, she's affected, that she's lost. And I feel like I'm trying to help her, but we have to stay quiet because of her father.
Okay, well, you won't have to soon. So as far as your daughter is concerned, bless her, she's got a lot of work to do. She's going to do a lot of inspirational work. There's inspirational words coming through your daughter. When she's a little bit older, because at the moment, you know, 14, there's lots of other things happening within her and around her, and she is growing rapidly, she's changing, you know, she's, when she gets into that real maturity, into that womanhood, she will astound people. She's going to attract people too. Watch out, guys, there's a new princess on the block. That's what I'm hearing of your daughter. She will start to find her own way with this. But inspirational words, inspirational somethings, she's dictating something to somebody, she speaks it, it gets written down or recorded. So there's a lot that she will do, but that comes later in her life, and it's around her 25th, 26th birthday when she's really, if you like, spiritually on fire. But just keep encouraging her, and the timing when she won't have to keep silent is not that far off, so she'll be brilliant.
Yeah.
How do I help her deal with all the things that she sees and feels? Now it's colors and big blue orbs on the walls, and I mean, and she's lost, and all I can say is, it's okay, baby, we're going to work through it, you know, and I try and keep her grounded, but she has a lot of fear with all of that.
Okay. You need to write down the word fear, because I'm sure you know, Janet, the word fear false evidence appearing real.
Right.
So it's this is the human side of your daughter. She, because she is working so much with her emotions and her feelings, it's where she really needs to be. She needs something of a guided meditation herself, or something that she can focus on. Does she, because she relates to colors, I can see her working with or using crystals or holding crystals. I've got an amethyst being shown to me. I've got a quartz cluster around her. I feel that she would, that would help her a lot if she could have something that's tactile. And it'll also help her just to focus on what it is. Now, it's really just a matter of, unfortunate, and this is what it is, a little bit unfortunate in a way, it's repetition. And it's just every time it's affirming with your daughter, what she's seeing is okay. It's nothing that's going to harm. She's a natural channel for spirit energies. At 14, she might want to relate to them as angels. I would be interested to know what colors she sees. Again, if you can email me and let me know some of the things that she has been seeing, I can then email you back with a little bit more in the way of, if you like, a study path that will help you to help her, to help her feel more confident. It would take me too long to do it on air.
Okay. Yeah. And do you know what I have to tell you? Oh, thank God my tongue was starting to get numb here. But I have to tell you that I haven't talked in about, what, 5 minutes? But anyway, I do have to say this, because when, you know, Jerry talks, I can see things as he's speaking. And what I do see, which is interesting, is it's a tough age, but to let them know. And I think that I feel that everything Jerry said about the angels, totally spot on. That will help her. Fairies, angels, anything that age that people can relate to. All people, not just some people. Mm-hmm. But the good news is, if she sees something she doesn't like, and that's a possibility, we have control over our life and over this third world space. So I believe that if she is fearful of something, you can't get through to her. Because what they're saying to me is, just explain to her that we can tell the spirit world, no, we're not ready, please get out. And that gives her the power to control her environment. You know, I absolutely love the angels and fairies thing, because I, like I said, if she ever said it to a friend or anybody else, they all love angels. They all love fairies, elementals, animals. They're all perfect for that. But if, because she's a channel for spirit, if, you know, she's uncomfortable about something that comes up, you tell her, put her big boots on and say, nope, I don't want that here, and you cannot stay. And tell her she has the power to control her environment. Do you agree with me, Jerry?
Absolutely right, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think people get fearful, and I love that. You know, I never heard that anonym, Jerry, F-E-A-R, that they can't control it and that they have no say. But the truth of the matter is, it's our life. It's our 3D life. It's our learning experience to mess with us if we don't want them to. Now, some do, but you get the ones, but they are not allowed to stay without our permission. Remind her of that, okay?
Right. I've had to be a little forceful lately with her in that aspect of saying, I can't do it for you. You got to do it yourself. Because it's always been, don't talk about it. Don't look, don't talk, you know, if we talk, it'll come more. And I'm like, babe, that's not how it works.
No, you know, I had somebody here, the girl, well, she'll bring them if that's the case. But she, do you know what, Jer? I had that medium, you know, I'm not going to mention her name on the radio, but from LA, who gave everybody a very good way to say, hey, this is my life, and no, you're not coming in. I don't want you. And I'm telling you, it works. And And that's just in a nice, beautiful, fabulous, and non-threatening way you need to tell her. Because somewhere in there, she wants it. And that's where you have to, the forcefulness will not come without her approval. And why I'm saying this is, you know how you say, oh, no, I don't want you here. I don't want you here. But back in your mind, you're thinking, come on, come on, come on. I want to see what you have. That's what I'm feeling. So as long as she's forceful enough to say, no, I don't want you. I'm 14 and I can't deal with this right now. And you're not allowed here. And mean it. They're gone. Okay. Not forever, but they're gone. Okay. Well, anyway, please email Jared. He will help you. And good luck. You are truly a healer. We need healers in this earth. That's why we have hit the Aquarius age. Okay?
All righty. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jared.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Jerry. Don't you think before I pick somebody else up, I love that. You know, I completely forgot about it, especially with young kids. They're all coming in with such great gifts that they're just coming right in with them. You know, you're here in 14, 12. We have a guy on TV here. I think he's 19 or 20, and they've been doing it since they're five. Just think about that. The Aquarian age, the age of enlightenment. Nobody really has to keep quiet anymore, at least not like they used to. But they come in with issues because sometimes they're not mature enough to understand what's coming at them. Great energies and positive energies and negative energy. So I do encourage everybody who's going to have children that are real gifted and want to participate that early in life, you got to teach them some ground rules. Right, Jer?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, rainbow children. I mean, we've been aware of rainbow children for some years, but as you said, it's they are getting now into, if you like, more into their own power. But you're right, it is so, in my opinion, same as yours, that there needs to be grounding teaching in the initial step, building blocks, and then they can go off and write their own books, as it were.
I love that. Just think of what the Aquarian age is going to look like, Jerry, in 2,683 years.
I'll come back and let you know.
Yes, thank you. We'll all come together. 818, you are on with Jerry. It's got to be a very quick question, though. We only have 7 minutes. Hi.
Oh, no, not seven. Okay. Boy. Well, gosh. Everything you said, even the rainbow children, I'm one of those. Okay. Breath work. What do you, can you feel anything about me today?
So, what's your name, my lovely, please?
Oh, Enchantress.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, go by another name. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Are you asking me what, is there anything I can pick up about you?
Yes, because everything you're saying, I can relate to. I'm a rainbow child. In fact, I go by another name on Facebook. There's a picture of me who, oh my God, there are rainbows all around me. And my face is in the rainbow.
Oh, right. Okay. What do you find at the end of a rainbow?
No, I'm in it.
What is said?
I'm surrounded by vibration.
But you're asking us to read you.
Yes. At the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, what,
manifestation, destiny, love.
Yeah. Some people say that there's a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow.
That was me. I would say that.
I feel that what you're seeking is that pot of gold, whatever that gold would mean to you. You haven't quite found your place yet. It's like you've plugged into a switchboard and there are 5 million messages all being given to you at once. Sometimes you pick up the beginning of one message, the middle of another, the second or third quarter of the next, and the last bit of the fourth, and they all get mixed up. You need to reorganize your psychic switchboard. Your wires are getting crossed. You've got all the information there. You've got all the ability there. If you're not channeling this out, why are you not channeling it out? Because you should be. If you're not doing this professionally, why not? Because you should be. But you've got to get your wires unplugged and sorted. And that wouldn't take very much either.
Does breath work help?
Does what, sorry?
Breath work.
It can, if that's what you connect with. Absolutely, yes, it
I've
can.
Never done it, but I was told I should try it.
Right. The way that I would do it with you, though, my lovely, is I would take each of the seven chakra colors and do one day at a time with one color. So you would breathe in, for example, start at the ground, the root chakra, breathe, start with the red. So you'd breathe in the red and then you breathe out white, in red. And I would do that on one day, then move up to the next one and so on and so on. You could do that when you're out walking. You could do it when you're just sitting still. If you want to have a particular dedicated time of the day, you can do it. Then it's entirely up to you. But I would do that 7-day cycle for 3 weeks. So you do a 7-day cycle, red through to purple. And violet, and then you'd start the next week and you'd start all over again and do it for 3 weeks.
Then oh my gosh. Is that what it is that opened the chakras?
Yes.
Oh my God, I had it done and I had Kutalini afterwards.
But the thing is at the moment, your chakras are about as in line as a bowl of spaghetti. They need to be cleansed and readjusted and
realigned,
a bit of a shake-up. Because you're hearing too much. I said you're hearing too much. There's just too many messages and they're all over the place.
Wow.
Once you settle down and you breathe, and then when you do start to meditate the message, you'll get the right message and not all this other rubbish that's coming in at the moment.
Yes.
Yes.
In the shower, I'm okay. In the shower, it comes to me in colors and writing everything. And when I'm walking, meditation, I can do that too.
Right. Well, do that.
Enchantress, try this.
You know.
Call back. Yeah, call back the end of. We don't have a show next week. Call back the next, which is the end of the last week of November, because Jerry will be on. But Jerry, you know, that breath work, maybe per show, we'll do each chakra. Maybe we'll do a 7-day chakra in a row shows. And that will be a great thing to do for people who are wanting to do breath work. Great, great, great. Enchantress, I love you. I'm going to put you on hold because we have 2 minutes left. Hey, you have a great, you are amazing, connected, super connected, and just need to put all the pieces together. You are amazing, and just don't forget it, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. She just is so delightful. I love when she's on. It's like all I see is this big sieve with everything coming in. Woo! She could take everything in at once. And it's amazing.
What I saw was a hamster in a wheel trying to go so damn quickly.
Yes.
That she couldn't still long enough. Bless her.
Well, I guess that sieve just kind of filtered right in. But I have to tell everybody, Jerry, we'll talk about doing a chakra, the 7-day chakra breath show. And I want everyone to know we love you. We all hope that you enjoy the show, that what we bring you helps, that what we talk about gives you some insight. Please be with us. November is our next show. And Jerry will be, what is it, 28th? You're coming on the 29th, Jerry?
29th.
So
yes.
The 28th is Brenda and Annabelle. The 29th is Jerry Humphreys, right from the UK. So everyone, have a great day. Please call us and have a wonderful week. Thanksgiving, if you celebrate. Of course, I do because I celebrated the whole week. I'm going to be in Kentucky. So enjoy your week and thank you for listening in. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. Again, you are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and we had Jerry Humphreys from the UK Spirit Medium here with us today, and I love him. Jerry, can you give everyone how to get a hold of you in less than 40 seconds, please?
My website is senseofknowing.co.uk. or jerry.psychic on any social media platform. Bonnie, lots of love to you and everybody out there. God bless. See you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jerry. We just love you. And it is always an honor and a complete my pleasure to have you on here. Bye.